Konnichiwa. Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 47. Today in this session, we will learn about te form, which has a meaning of and then. Now let's go.
私は友達に会ってご飯を食べました。
Now what is the meaning of this?
友達に会って。
So this 会って is a te form of
会います。
To meet someone. And then the last part says
ご飯を食べました。
I ate food. The te form allows you to combine two verbs or more and express sequence of action or states. So you can consider the te form is in the context as and or then. So I said,
私は友達に会ってご飯を食べました。
This means, I met my friend and then we ate food. So we can also combine multiple verbs by using three or four verbs. For example,
日曜日は友達に会って映画を見てレストランでビールを飲みました。日曜日は友達に会って映画を見てレストランでビールを飲みました。
Did you get what the meaning is? So first of all, 日曜日は友達に会って。
日曜日 means Sunday. 友達に会って。
So this 会って is 会います to meet. So I met my friend on Sunday.
映画を見て。見て is 見ます。
To see, to watch, to look.
So, 映画を見て is,
and then we watched a movie. And then the last part is,
レストランでビールを飲みました。
レストラン means restaurant. And then when you do an action at a certain place, we will use the particle で.
So, レストランでビールを飲みました。
I drank beer.So the full sentence means, on Sunday, I met my friends, watched a movie, and drank beer at a restaurant. So you have to change the first two verbs,
会います into 会って
and 見ます into
見て。
And then the last part, you don't have to change into te form. How about this one?
明日は日本語の勉強をして、学校でバレーボールをします。明日は日本語の勉強をして、学校でバレーボールをします。
Did you get what the meaning is?
明日は日本語の勉強をして。
So this して is します to do. So,明日は tomorrow 日本語の勉強 So the study of Japanese して is します So I will study Japanese tomorrow
学校でバレーボールをします
学校 is school And then when you do an action at a certain place we will use the particle で
So 学校でバレーボール is volleyball.
To play a sport, we will use the verb します to do. So, バレーボールをします means to play volleyball. So, the full sentence means, Tomorrow, I will study Japanese and play volleyball at school. You can also conjugate adjectives and nouns into the te form and combine them.For e adjective, you will change into
kute,
kute. So for example, 寒い cold will be
寒くて、寒くて。
So you will drop the e And then you put together with くて。寒くて。暑い hot will be 暑くて。暑くて。So you drop the e and then put together with くて。For な adjective, you will simply put で after the adjective. So for example, 親切。This means kind. This is な adjective. Therefore, you just put で after this word.
親切で。親切で。
Handsome is handsome. Handsome. This is also な adjective. So you will simply put で after this.
ハンサムで、ハンサムで。
Now, what is the meaning of this?
彼女は頭が良くて可愛いです。彼女は頭が良くて可愛いです。
So, 彼女は、she is
頭が良くて。頭がいい means clever.
So, when you change いいinto くて, this is the only exception that you have to change the pronunciation. So, いい becomes よくて, よくて. We cannot say いくて. かわいいです means cute. So,
彼女は頭がよくてかわいいです
means she is clever and cute.So you only have to change the first adjective into て for. How about this one?
彼はハンサムで親切です。彼はハンサムで親切です。
So, handsome is handsome. This is not adjective, so we will put で after this word.
ハンサムで。
And then 親切です means kind.So,
彼はハンサムで親切です
means he is handsome and kind. Let's say, if you want to say, he is handsome and clever. He is handsome and clever. This will be,
彼はハンサムで頭がいいです。彼はハンサムで頭がいいです。
He is handsome and clever. Now, what if we switch...this adjectives. So we say, he is clever and handsome. He is clever and handsome. So clever comes first.
頭がいい.
Therefore, we have to change this into て for.
彼は頭が良くてハンサムです。彼は頭が良くてハンサムです。
So when we switch the position of adjectives, whatever comes first has to be て for.
So, 彼はハンサムで頭がいいです。
And,
彼は頭が良くてハンサムです。
So, this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございます。バイバイ。